Norm Coleman does not have a comprehensive plan to change health care in Minnesota. Instead, he says he'll bring to health care the same philosophy he applies to most other issues.
I believe in choice and competition, kind of the general philosophy. So if you talk to people about health care, I mean, the big frustration for most Minnesotans, is can I get my doctor, kind of basic care, I want quality service. And that's a changing world. And I got to tell you, even as I sit here, I don't have all the answers to that.
One of the health care questions other candidates have raised this year is what to do with Minnesota Care, the state-run subsidized health insurance program. The program is safely in the black financially, and some Democrats say it's time to let more Minnesotans join, including low-income people who don't have dependent children. Coleman says he has not made up his mind on where he would take the program.
I believe, and I say this hesitating because I want to be careful about spending, but here's what you can do. I believe in the safety net. And what MenCare does is it provides that safety net. My concern about MenCare is the 1.5 cent, another tax. We have another tax. That's how you pay for that. And I have a concern about that tax. One of the things that I would look at with some of the money, for instance, in the tobacco settlement that's going to be there, is to use those dollars to replace that tax and then to perhaps be able to in fact, expand MenCare. But I'm not going to call for any expansion without saying, here's how I'm going to pay for it.
Coleman and most of his DFL rivals do part ways on one of the most controversial of perennial health care issues, abortion. Coleman calls himself pro-life, something he reaffirmed at the Republican convention in June. But 4 out of the 5 DFLers running against him say they would defend legalized abortion. If Coleman is elected governor, there's little he could do to ban abortion outright, since the U.S. Supreme Court has effectively taken the issue out of states' hands. But Tim Stanley, the co-director of the Minnesota affiliate of the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League, says a Governor Coleman would still make a difference.
Minnesota was placed second in the number of pieces of anti-choice legislation that were introduced in the legislature. And the governor, as you know, has veto power over any anti-choice legislation. So, you know, we're talking about mandatory waiting periods and biased counseling laws for women who are, you know, choosing to access abortion services. And also, the governor has veto power over any so-called partial birth abortion bans.
Legislation to ban that controversial late-term abortion procedure is likely to come up again next year. A majority coalition of Republicans and DFLers approved the ban in the House this spring, but the Senate blocked it. Governor Carlson, who favors legalized abortion, has also stood in the way of the ban, but a Governor Coleman would likely sign it. Coleman says banning the procedure is what most Minnesotans want.
What the Democrats want to do is kind of paint me on the far right, being the great radical. I don't think things like changing the law on partial birth abortion is very radical. The state could stand a change on that. We shouldn't be having partial birth abortion. I think Democrats are saying that.
The quality of care offered by HMOs is another health care issue likely to come up during the next administration. There are those at the Capitol who say it may soon be time to let for-profit companies into Minnesota's unusual non-profit health care market. Coleman says he has not decided whether he'd want to preserve the nonprofit requirement, but here again he applies his overarching philosophy. If he thinks it would increase competition in the marketplace, he says he'd consider it. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.